First, our next guest has been called the Korean Julia Child by the New York Times, and her followers call her their Korean mom. Her internet and cooking world fame comes largely in part from her YouTube channel with over 4 million subscribers, where she posts videos explaining step-by-step how to make all different kinds of Korean foods, including these cinnamon cookies filled with white bean paste.
Hi, everybody. Today, let's make something sweet. In Korean, gaepi manju. Manju is some cookies inside filled with sweet beans. Really delicious. I'm going to show you. This is a small, cute cookie. You guys can follow my step-by-step directions, and then you'll make this manju from now on.
Mang Chi is our Food Friday guest. She was born and raised in South Korea, where she learned the fundamentals of home cooking with her mom. She works out of New York City now. Her website is mangchi.com. That's M-A-A-N-G-C-H-I.com. Her new cookbook is called Mang Chi's Big Book of Korean Cooking, from Everyday Meals to Celebration Cuisine. Mang Chi, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
How did you get started making these YouTube cooking videos, Mang Chi?
I was sharing my recipes, and I thought that it would be fun if anybody who is interested in my recipes, and then I want to share. So because entire my life so far, just food is always important in my life. And everybody tastes my food, and it's delicious, they said. So just on YouTube, started, you know, in the early time, around 13 years ago, I started. And once I posted my video, and everybody loved that. And I was so happy, excited. And then I just kept going on so far.
And I got to say, I think part of why people like it, Mang Chi, is you make it look really fun. Cooking is, you really get a lot of joy and fun out of cooking, don't you?
Yeah, you like cooking?
I do. I like to cook, but I don't think I have as much as fun as you do.
Cooking is fun. And you know, while you are cooking, this is making for yourself and for your family, your loved ones. Why you are not excited, you know? So whenever I cook, and every three meals, I'm so excited about my next meal. So everything should be delicious and clean and healthy. Sometimes not healthy, but once in a while, it's okay.
And a lot of your recipes, Mang Chi, are also easy. You take it step by step, and you try to keep it simple. Some are more complicated, but you really focus on things we can do at home, right?
Yeah. I just work hard. How can I make this simple? And people who follow my recipe, they don't know anything about Korean food. And how can they follow my direction, you know, so step by step, so easily? And then actually, I just plan a lot. And then just that's it. And also, I always, I don't like a complicated process, whatever I do. But cooking, when I do my cooking, even just before I started YouTube, I always want to make a simple and delicious food without losing any authenticity.
Korean food has gotten more popular in the United States in the last few years. What is it that makes Korean food special?
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I know a little bit about Korean food, but I got to say a lot of it is new to me, going through your cookbook, for example.
Yeah. Or, you know, I'm surrounded by people who love Korean food already. So it sounds like Korean food is a trend. But recently I traveled to Mexico and I met some people from, they are from Texas. And they don't know anything about even kimchi. So, you know, see, still, you know, not many people know about Korean food. But as you said, you know, in a few years, it is kind of a trend, you know, Korean, including Korean pop, you know, also, you know, Korean drama, and it's a Korean food too. So New York Times always talk about Korean restaurant, you know, that means that, you know, Korean food gets some interest. Yeah. And when I studied, actually, you know, not many people knew about even kimchi. But as we talk about this, many people are interested in Korean drama. In the drama, they see that a lot of, you know, their favorite actor, actress, they eating some kind of, you know, spicy food, and then they are checking out, okay, what is it about? And then they found my recipe, and they follow my, you know, directions. And also, you know, some kind of, you know, the people, I think definitely it's from online. Online is make it possible. So especially this YouTube is also online, and also through online, like, you know, taco truck, you know, California, you know, the Roiche, and the taco truck, you know, Korean style and Mexican kind of a cuisine, you know, mixed. So it's all this is through the online, I think it's getting popular.
Mong Chi is with us for Food Friday. You can watch her online. Her website is mongchi.com. That's MAANGCHI.com. She's got a very popular YouTube channel on Korean cooking. We're talking about her new book. It's Mong Chi's Big Book of Korean Cooking, From Everyday Meals to Celebration Cuisine. Mong Chi, you just mentioned kimchi. That's something I like a lot these days. I grew up with some Polish cooking, so we had sauerkraut. So it's a similar idea, that fermented cabbage. Tell us about kimchi and what makes that special.
So actually, you know, one of my readers, he also makes a sauerkraut. And then he says that, okay, kimchi is so similar to a sauerkraut. And then makes kimchi on a regular basis with their friends at home. And kimchi is, you know, fermented food, but actually when you eat, it doesn't have to be fermented. I love freshly made kimchi, and it's a kind of a salad, Korean salad, but you can keep in the refrigerator for a long time. So sometimes aged kimchi, so you can age years. And, you know, and when you add a lot of salt, and then it's going to be the, you know, fermentation process is going to slow down. So that kimchi has all nutrients inside, and vegetable, plus I use, you know, fish sauce, and also fermented fish, and also sometimes I add some shrimp there, and kind of, you know, we prepare the kimchi, it's just this is a sauce staple that we always, Koreans, every family has their different, little bit different recipes, and they focus on how to make delicious, you know, kimchi. So that's why kimchi is very, very important.
You shared some recipes with us. There's one with kimchi in it. People can find that at WPR.org/Food Friday. You have a kimchi stew. What else goes into a kimchi stew along with the kimchi?
Well, that's kimchi. First, to make a kimchi stew delicious one, and then you need to ferment. Fermented kimchi means that it tastes sour. So you chop it up, kimchi, and then put it on the pot or any pan. And then I needed some protein. So I use sometimes, you know, a can of tuna or sometimes, you know, pork belly. So pork belly with a little fat, and then also onion and a little bit Korean hot pepper paste, and mix together, and I add some stock. It should be delicious. And then you just boil this, and then really, like, it tastes like sweet and a little bit sour. And also, we call this kimchi, also, it's a little crispy, even though it's cooked. So I have met many people. Some people don't like kimchi smell, but I never met anybody who doesn't like kimchi stew. Because when it's cooked, the texture is changing, and also really, really kind of a complexity of the, you know, the taste, flavor is enjoying. Everybody enjoy this kimchi jjigae, kimchi stew.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Mong Chi. She teaches Korean cooking to her millions of YouTube followers and posts recipes at mongchi.com. Her new cookbook is called Mong Chi's Big Book of Korean Cooking, From Everyday Meals to Celebration Cuisine. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234 or on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Have you tried some Korean cooking? Did you grow up with Korean cooking? What is your favorite dish to cook? Have you watched Mong Chi's YouTube channel? Do you have a favorite recipe that you might have learned from her? You can call in and thank her for sharing that with you if you'd like. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. And we've got some recipes Mong Chi sent along from her book. You can find them at WPR.org/Food Friday, a great way to get yourself started. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our Food Friday conversation with Mong Chi. She's the internet's Korean mom with her easy-to-follow YouTube cooking videos. She's talking to us about her new cookbook. It's called Mong Chi's Big Book of Korean Cooking, from Everyday Meals to Celebration Cuisine. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you tried different kinds of Korean foods? Are they the foods you grew up with? Do you have a favorite dish? Have you tried something, maybe at a restaurant, a food stand of some sort, and you'd like to find out how to make it? Have you traveled to Korea? Was there a favorite food you had while you were there? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We've got some recipes as well that she shared with us. You can find them at wpr.org/foodfriday. I want to talk about not a recipe, but I love this concept, Mong Chi, the Korean lunchboxes. Could you tell us about the concept and how these come together?
Yes. Korean lunchbox is called the doshirak. So doshirak, I just made my doshirak for my family for a long time. So it's like, you know, and the doshirak is that all the housewives get together. My friends, you know, whenever we meet, we talk about what are you going to make these days, doshirak side dish, doshirak banchan. So banchan, side dish, is very important because my loved ones will eat this. So doshirak is, I made this one chapter, total whole chapter is for my doshirak chapter. When my editor asked me to make a new book, I said that I can make one book, total whole one book for doshirak, Korean lunchbox. And then, but she wanted to make them more. So this is my, you know, second book. And then it is one chapter is my totally like doshirak. So doshirak is, you know, Korean meal is rice and side dishes. Rice is, we use short grain rice. And this rice is kind of a little stickier than long grain rice, and also blend. So we need some kind of salty stuff. So that's kind of a mom or like anybody who makes a lunchbox, Korean doshirak. And then we need to think about a well-balanced diet. A carb is rice. And sometimes I make that, you know, the multigrain rice. Multigrain rice recipe is also in my book. And then, you know, what kind of, you know, protein I can use? Okay, I'm going to use, you know, fish fillet, or sometimes, you know, some tuna pancake, or sometimes, you know, beef, salty beef. And I need also vegetables, you know, some kind of for the vitamins. And then I just kind of choose that some sliced cucumber and sauté. So all everything is easy. And also some side dishes are, this side dish we call this mit banchan. If you make this and then keep in the containers, you can keep in the refrigerator 1 week or even until 1 month. So this kind of mit banchan is anytime you can just take it out from the refrigerator, just you can eat with rice. It can be one meal. But Korean mom cannot give the wrap this rice, you know, rice and mit banchan only. So I have to make a freshly cooked something. So that's kind of I usually make a kind of protein. Sometimes roll the egg in a kind of omelet style, and sometimes, you know, tuna pancake. And then I just make the mix and match, and also colorful. Color should be everything should look really nice and appetizing, you know. So and also kimchi. Kimchi is a kind of pungent smell, so I always find the small container and then put it in the kimchi, right? And then eating between the, you know, some kind of a dried food and rice, and then you feel like a kimchi, so eating in the middle, like between the rice and other side dishes. So I was always focusing on what to wrap for my children, you know. That's kind of my whole interest in life when they grow up, yeah.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Ellen is with us in Delavan. Ellen, hi.
Oh, hello. I just wanted to call in and tell Mong Chi that I'm so grateful for her books. I have both books. My son spent 3 years in Korea in the service, and he came home in love with the Korean food. And so I tried to learn to cook it. And thanks to your books, He says my food is better now, my Korean food. So.
And Ellen, do you watch? Have you worked from her videos too?
Oh yes, yes. You're my favorite. One of my favorite YouTubers. I sit and watch you, and what do you call that? Binge watch, monkey.
Yeah.
Ellen,
you
thanks
are one
so much.
Of them.
Yeah, you've got a lot of fans, Mungchi. Do you run into people as you're out and about who recognize you from the YouTube videos?
All the time. Whenever I go, you know, even I'm living in Manhattan in the center, so whenever I walk around, and the people just say, "Oh, Mungchi!" Even the not you know, only in Manhattan. Just I go to even last time Nice in France, and then there was a dark night. And then I just walk, and then somebody coming out of the hair salon, and then, oh, Mungchi. And then I was so shocked because there was darkness. So she was following me, my recipes. Wherever I go, I meet my readers. So anyway, you pronounce my name, Mungchi, so nicely that I know that you are good at cooking.
She did great. Yeah, that was wonderful. Well, I wanted to check out another recipe now. And you mentioned these in your lunchboxes, the tuna pancakes, yeah. And they look fantastic. You used canned tuna. Tell us about these pancakes.
Yeah, the reason I kind of introduced you to my tuna pancake is that for your audience who never learned any Korean cooking, you don't need any specific Korean ingredients. You have a can of tuna, then you can make it right now. So easy. Just drain can of tuna, and then just mix with just one egg, and also, you know, a little bit chopped onion, green onion, and garlic. And we need some kind of a glue-like things, and the flour or rice flour, and mix it together, salt and pepper. And pan fry in the, like, so you are in a skillet, and just in 3 minutes, kind of a golden brown, and this is absolutely delicious. And because I added some chopped onion, it's kind of juicy. So, you know, just a few months ago, my daughter is an already grown-up adult, and she said, I asked her, what kind of side dish do you, like, still think about I used to make for you? She said, tuna pancake. In Korean champijeon, because she really liked it. And also, when I worked in Canada, I worked for non-profit organization, and mostly my coworkers are Koreans. And then I made a tuna pancake, and those guys, even Koreans, they loved it. So I just even like this, and I explained to them, they made right next day. So I just, for your audience, this is like a, you know, it's a Korean dish, but you guys can make it so easily at home.
We have that at WPR.org/Food Friday. We're talking to Mungchi. Her new book is Mungchi's Big Book of Korean Cooking, from Everyday Meals to Celebration Cuisine. Back to your calls now. Melanie is with us in Wisconsin Rapids. Melanie, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Mungchi, kamsahamnida for your cookbook.
Oh, thank you very much. You said thank you very much in Korean. Awesome.
I did. I've been stationed overseas, and I spent a bit of time in Seoul here and there. And first of all, I have a crazy craving for kimchi all the time. I'm from German ancestry, so sauerkraut, so I love the fermented cabbage that all the different cultures have.
Mm-hmm.
I almost ate too much Korean barbecue when I was in Seoul because it's just so delicious with the leaves and everything that you wrap around, you know, just to make your own little wrap. And then bibimbap, so the Korean food is just so delicious with all the varieties and the spice and everything. So I just love your food, and I wish people from central Wisconsin, where I'm from, had more of an opportunity to taste it because it really is so delicious.
It sounds like you are already a Korean food expert.
That's definitely, yeah. Thanks for that call, Melanie. Now, two people have mentioned the service, U.S. service in Korea. You actually have a recipe called, Mungchi, Army Base Stew. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Army Base Stew is that just, you know, it looks like a junk food because we add kimchi plus all kind of, you know, sausage inside and canned corn, and also even rice cake there, and everything inside, and just the bug, it turned out so delicious. That was not my favorite because of the ingredients, all kind of ingredients, kind of it doesn't look like go well together, but a lot of Koreans love that. So I made this, and these days I like it. Yeah, that's in Korean War, after Korean War 1950s, and then kind of in Korea, you know, kimchi stew, kimchi soup is always existed, you know, among Koreans. But around that time, the American soldiers, they just brought that all canned food, ham, sausage, these things. So it's going into Korean community. And then somebody invented a kind of, you know, recipe. Okay, this kimchi stew, I can add this in a sausage or ham. And then they make it so nicely. So that's why, like, that's called this, it's called that, like, American kind of, you know, the station, that area. It's called Dongducheon. Dongducheon is a Gyeonggi province near Seoul. And that kind of food was just invented around there. So this is army-based stew. It's an army, because there is a army base. So that's why still a lot of people love that army base stew.
Well, Mongchi, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun.
Me too. Thank you.
That was Mongchi with us on Food Friday. She was born and raised in South Korea. Her cooking video channel on YouTube has over 4 million followers. Her website is mongchi.com. That's MAANGCHI.com. She talked to us about her new cookbook. It's called Mongchi's Big Book of Korean Cooking. You can find a couple of the recipes we talked about and a couple more that we didn't. Kimchi stew is among them. Those tuna pancakes as well, and a couple others. They're all at WPR.org/Food Friday. Some great recipes for a cold and snowy weekend.